We are in the middle of spring break season, and I know many of you are most likely traveling in some form or fashion. So I wanted to give you some kid podcasts you can use to make the trip go a bit smoother. I did do a similar episode with podcast recommendations for road trips with kids, teens, and adults last year. In case you want even more podcasts to choose from, we'll link that episode in the show notes.
I'm Andy Smiley, the Friendly Podcast Guide. I'm a mom who uses podcasts to fight the boredom and loneliness of motherhood and to entertain my kids when I need a break. And I want you to be able to use podcasts in these ways too. But it can be overwhelming to try and find a podcast you or your kids will enjoy in the thousands of shows that are out there. That's where I come in. Each week, I talk about different podcasts with topics ranging from parenting to pop culture and everything in between. My episodes are short and they answer your questions about the show, so you'll know if it's a good fit for you or your kids or not. Now, let's talk podcasts.
The first kid podcast for today's list is Eleanor Amplified. I've talked about this kid podcast before, and I doubt this is the last time I'll talk about it. My family found this podcast last year, and we were super late to the party. This podcast came out in 2016. But we don't even care because we are obsessed. Eleanor is a world-famous radio reporter who foils devious plots and outwits crafty villains, all in pursuit of the big story. My whole family is entertained by each episode of Eleanor Amplified. But quite honestly, Scott and I laugh more than the kids do. It's a series with several seasons, and each episode is around 10 minutes. But I can almost guarantee that you'll want to listen to several in a row once you start listening. This show is made for kids that are elementary school age and older, but my preschooler enjoyed it too. I recommend starting on the first episode so that your family can get the most out of the story and no one gets confused. We'll make sure to link this episode and all of the other episodes I talk about today in the show notes. The next kid podcast I want to talk about is called the Daydreaming Podcast. This one started because the creator asked himself, what would it be like to have audiobooks for picture books? The Daydreaming Podcast was the answer. Each episode is an audio story that comes to life with expert narrators and spellbinding sound effects. I got to interview the creator of this kid podcast, so if you want to hear more about the vibe of this podcast and how it all came to be, make sure to listen to that episode. We'll link it in the show notes. When I talked to Benjamin Carroll, who is the creator of the Daydreaming Podcast, he said that this podcast is made for kids about 12 years old and younger. Kind of a big range, but honestly, the sound effects make the little kids excited and the older kids really like the stories. So there you go. There are almost 100 episodes to choose from, so I recommend just browsing through the episodes to see if one catches your kids' attention. But if that sounds overwhelming to you, then you could start with The Golden Quest, Your Journey to a Rich Life. This episode has awesome sound effects and a very engaging narrator, and your kids will learn about finances in an interesting and engaging way. Before we talk about more kid podcasts for road trips, we're going to take a quick break to talk about my guide to kid podcasts. One of my favorite parenting tools is kid podcasts. That's why I'm doing an entire episode about kid podcasts for road trips. I use them not only during road trips, but also when I need a break. I'll just grab an easy activity like coloring pages or a sensory bin, turn on a kid podcast, and the kids will be entertained for at least half an hour. I know that kid podcasts would help you in your life too, and not just for road trips, which is why I made a guide to kid podcasts. There are 8 categories ranging from science to mindfulness to audio drama, with at least 3 podcasts in each category. There are 28 podcasts in total on the guide. I've listened to each of the podcasts so I can attest to them being kid-friendly. And I put my email at the bottom of the guide so that if you try a couple with your kids and none of them are a good fit, you can email me and I will personally help you find a kid podcast that works for your littles and you. You can grab the guide at the link in the show notes. The next kid podcast on today's list is Disney Frozen, Forces of Nature. Yes, this is Frozen with Elsa, Anna, Kristoff, Sven, and Olaf, and all of the other characters in the Frozen universe. This story takes place after the adventures in the movie Frozen 2. My 2 and 4-year-old are obsessed with Frozen. So when I found this podcast, I knew it would be a winner and I wasn't wrong. It's also interesting enough that I don't mind listening to it while we're running errands in the car. This show is also a series, so starting with the first episode would be the best way to listen to it. And the show description says this show is for kids ages 6 to 12, but like I said, my 2 and 4-year-old love it. I think it's mostly because they get to hear all of the voices that they know and love. Outer Space is the next kid podcast on today's list, and this is another one that I've talked about before, but I couldn't help but talk about it again. It's a fun one with a whole cast of different people voicing the different characters in the show. I love it when a storytelling podcast uses a different voice for each character. It makes the story come alive in a way that is so fun. This podcast is about 2 sea otters who must save Earth from an alien civilization that has outlawed all forms of playing. And if you know anything about sea otters, they are incredibly playful. So it gets a little chaotic and exciting. This podcast is made for kids that are elementary school age up to tweens. But when I talked to the creators of Outer Space on an episode of the Friendly Podcast Guide, they told me that a much wider range of kids and adults enjoy the show. We'll link that episode in the show notes if you want to dive deeper into the behind the scenes of the show and get an even better feel for the vibe of the show. This is another podcast that's a series, so I recommend starting at the very beginning so your family gets to enjoy all of the goodness and you don't miss any of the details. The last kid podcast for today is called Stoop Kid Stories. This podcast follows 7 kids who face new adventures and have to overcome different obstacles dealing with their friends, family, school, and community. This is a great podcast to spark conversations after the episode is done. For example, if you want to have a conversation with your kiddo about being safe online, there's an episode about cyber safety that can help you ease into that conversation. It also has one of my favorite intros of any podcast I've ever listened to. Like, even if you don't have kids right now or you don't have little kids, I recommend just going and downloading an episode just to listen to the intro. It makes me smile every time I listen. If you're looking for a place to start, the episode called Let's Just Dance is a cute one that talks about the importance of expressing our feelings and resolving conflicts with the people we care about most. I'm sure these kid podcasts will help your road trips go smoother during all of your travels this spring and summer, and truly beyond that as well. If you would like some more kid podcast suggestions, grab my kid podcast guide by clicking the link in the show notes. Talk to you soon. From an alien civilization. Wow, why can't I say that?